This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Backers boast that tonight's college football championship game will bring in as much as $500 million to North Texas. We heard similar numbers about last April's Final Four, and 4 years ago, the impact of the Super Bowl was estimated as high as $611 million. But are those sky-high estimates grounded in reality? The Texas Comptroller's Office says the game at AT&T Stadium in Arlington will bring in $308 million. An April study from UHY Advisors of Dallas said $523 million. That's almost to Super Bowl levels.
And I want to think it's going to be as big, but probably not.
Arlington Mayor Robert Kluck will happily take it anyway.
It'll be good for all the cities here, Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, mid-cities, thousands of people. A lot of hotel rooms will be rented, a lot of products sold. Our vendors, our restaurant owners will do extremely well.
Experts who study these big games say yes. They bring in tens of thousands of visitors who spent hundreds, even thousands of dollars on tickets, hotel rooms, food, souvenirs, and travel. But Rob Boddy, economics professor at Wake Forest in North Carolina, studies Super Bowls, college tournaments, and other mega sports events. He says the numbers are routinely inflated.
It's a significant magnitude of embellishment. I'll be kind here.
How much of an embellishment? Professor Victor Matheson at Holy Cross in Massachusetts says there's a rule of thumb economists like him follow.
Take whatever the boosters tell you, and then just move the decimal point one space to the left, and that's a pretty good estimate of what you're actually going to get out.
So that $611 million promise for the Super Bowl in Arlington?
We usually can find a little bit of a spike, but people who have looked back at past Super Bowls, we usually see a bump somewhere between $130 million as low as $30 million. So nothing that the city should turn down. But it's also a fraction of, you know, that $600 million figure that was touted for Dallas a few years ago for their Super Bowl.
Matheson says a few factors are routinely overlooked in economic impact studies. For example, spending by local folks attending the game gets counted, but they might have spent money locally anyway on something else. Then there's what Matheson calls leakage.
The hotel rooms are going to be two or three times their normal room rate during the big game, but you're not going to increase the wages of your desk clerks or your room cleaners by two or three times. So all that money goes to corporate profits, and that all goes back to corporate headquarters in New York City. It doesn't stay in the host city.
Arlington Mayor Kluck says more than enough revenue stays, however.
We have the facts. You know, we know how much money flowed in for the Super Bowl. We will know also for the championship game. You can't refute those. Those are just facts.
Kluck says event income's been so good, from blowout sports events to big concerts, that nearly a third of Arlington's $325 million debt, its share of the stadium, has already been paid. That's ahead of schedule on the 30-year note. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.